It's the Midweek Roundup.
Wednesday's Roundup brought to you by Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass AG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Julie Karen State Farm. Today, it's Hanko or Facto. Hank's got the questions. And Phil, he's got the final say on whether it's fact or something cooked up over a cup of bad coffee. Confidence?
Absolutely.
Accuracy?
That's where things get adventurous.
Play along and see if you can outguess Phil, because the truth is out there and Phil is doing his best to find it. Wednesday's Roundup, where Factos, Hankos, and Phil
all collide.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, no singing.
I didn't see that. No.
Didn't you see the sign I put up there?
Ooh, when'd you put that up?
No singing. No Stairway to Heaven or Smoke on the Water either.
Yeah,
so.
But it says Hank. What?
Right.
What was that for?
You're the only one we have a problem with singing.
Oh, yeah. Good morning to you, too.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
But I haven't heard any John Denver. I don't know if you got in trouble last night.
Not yet. Nope, not yet.
So, but again, I wasn't listening all the way either because you had me vacuuming and cleaning and everything else.
Yeah, I know.
I'm tired, Phil.
I played one yesterday.
Yes, you did.
That should be enough.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
Until you get in trouble again.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, boy. What's up?
Well, I got a question for you. Today's Hank or Facto, but this is a question for you, young man.
Okay.
All right. Do you dance when you're by yourself, Philip?
Oh, of course.
Do you really?
I sure do.
Okay. What kind of dance? Can you show me?
No, I don't know if I want to show you, although I do have a new hip.
Oh, you do?
It's more like an Elvis, like, you know, I got to pretend I have a microphone and, hey.
Oh.
A hunk, of burning love.
Can I get that to record that?
No,
that would be awesome to see. Maybe tomorrow on Thursday's game day.
Right.
Yeah. Hunk, burning love.
As a kid, there was a Elvis Greatest Hits record that they advertised on TV. Remember, they used to have those late night things. And so I scraped my $4.99 together and mailed it out. Probably had coins in the end.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And got the Elvis record. So then I actually would stand in front of the mirror, you know, do a pose with my lip curled. And yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
As a young man.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
So do you remember back at, you know, it had to be the 80s where Mountain Dew, you had the caps.
Oh, yeah.
You used to have the caps.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get so many with points, you can send them in for a free T-shirt or whatever. I remember sending those in. I remember digging through the school trash cans, looking for those Mountain Dew caps, okay, and then sending them in. And you just send them in a plain white envelope, you know, put their address on it and just send them in. You could never do that today.
No. So did you ever get your T-shirt?
I did. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
when I got it, it was too small.
Oh. I bet. I'm trying to think what their slogan was then. Way back, Mountain Dew's slogan was, it tickles your innards.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It might have been a little before that.
Do the do.
Yeah, that was probably it. They had a campaign where they had people bungee jumping and all these things.
Yes, you know? Yep.
Do the do.
Do the do.
Then you jump. Take a swig of Mountain Dew and then do it.
Have you ever seen a Coca-Cola bottle with a yellow cap?
It seems to me that they used to
have them, yeah. And sometimes you can still get them, and it means something. I don't remember what it means.
Does it really?
But it does mean something.
We'll have to look it up.
Please do so.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you can.
Either that or somebody else, you know, took a drink and then switched caps, you know, accidentally.
Yeah. Mellow yellow.
They put a mellow yellow cap on the Coke bottle. But you never know.
Yeah. You might be from Arkansas, Phil. If your football predictions are based entirely on vibes and barbecue quality.
Now, vibes as in Pontiac vibes?
Yes, like your Pontiac, like Phil, based entirely on Phil's vibe and barbecue quality.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's tough being you, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, somebody saw me the other day at the gas station. They're like, I knew there was only one guy that had a car like that. And I said, no, that's not true.
No, that's not true. There's a lot of them.
And I don't know what it was that year, but Pontiac had a thing for gray.
Yes.
There's a lot of gray ones.
Mm-hmm. Still, I've been looking for a new one for you.
Yeah. I'd buy another one.
I know you would.
Kind of has my backup.
You like the vibes, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good running car. It's got a Toyota motor, and they don't wear out.
Toyota. You remember that when it turned 100,000 miles? They used to jump up and down. Remember that old radio commercial?
I do.
So anytime they turned 1,000 or 100,000, they just get out the car and jump. You remember that? Still hurts me.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. The Vibes, I mean, you'd be celebrating. I know a guy that has 400,000, mm-hmm. you know, yep. drives it to Madison to work all the time.
And, yep. And they go and go and go.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why they don't make them anymore.
Exactly right.
That's exactly why it is. You and I were talking about vehicles and the cost and the electronics on them yesterday. It's just, it's amazing what you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more and more computer than a truck.
And you're at the mercy of that.
100%.
You almost need to get some sort of insurance on the computer because it's really expensive.
Yeah, very, very expensive.
If you're past warranty.
Like my little Mini, you know, my little guy that gets, you know, my little buggy. You have to take the front tire off to get to change the oil.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
And it's like, why? Why do you do that?
Well, so the backyard mechanic, you know, is kind of taken out of the mix.
Right.
Is a lot of what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, even for a battery, you know, some of the cars.
Oh, my goodness.
My daughter's car, I know we had to take the wheel and the wheel well off.
Yes.
Just to get at the battery.
It was a Pontiac, actually, when my daughter did it.
Yeah, this was a Chevy Cobalt, I believe.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So just amazing. Are the batteries in the back and you can never find it?
I think the batteries in the back in the Cobalt. I'm thinking of my daughter. She had a Dodge Stratus.
Okay,
I think that was the wheel coming off in the wheel well.
And we had a Dodge Intrepid with the same thing. You had to take the front wheel off. And it's like, this is awesome. In Walmart, you know, parking lot, changing your battery.
The old Vibe, the oil filter is right there where you can see it. You can reach. And then the battery is right there with cables on the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you want to jump start it, you can jump start it. So
easy peasy.
Easy peasy, you know. Yeah. I'm an easy peasy guy.
But speaking of jump starting, have you seen the battery jumpers? It's no bigger than your phone. It has cables. You just jump it and it's good for like five jumps. It is absolutely amazing.
That's awesome to have that.
100%. Do you have mine anymore or no?
Well, your what?
My little battery jumper.
I never had it to begin with, I don't think.
I don't know if it just innocence or you just plead innocent that way.
I never saw it.
Yeah, okay, here we go. May 20th, 1873 is the birthday of Blue Jeans, Philip. May 20th, 1873 is the birthday of Blue Jeans.
It sounds pretty logical.
It is a bunch of facto. Yes, is it is. On this day, Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis received a patent for riveting work pants, including the first Blue Jeans.
Huh.
That's a jean genius.
Were they Husky jeans?
No, probably not. I don't know if you can buy Husky anymore. I used to buy Husky all the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Husky or Rustlers?
Wrestlers.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Husky was for the Husky farm boy who sat in front of the TV eating Pop-Tarts too often.
Cheese balls with the cheese ball covers. Fingers,
Those, I thought it was Cheetos.
But Cheetos cover,
but they work for cheese balls, too.
Yeah, cheese balls work. We need to ask Mr. Fabulous about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, in Italy, red cars are more expensive to insure than white cars. Let me rephrase that. In Italy, red cars are more expensive to insure. And white cars are least costly to insure. Is that Hanko?
That might be true.
It's a bunch of Hanko.
Oh!
Worldwide, insurance companies are colorblind, so pace yourself or please yourself.
The only thing that I've heard is there's a higher percentage of cars that get stopped
for red
by authorities for being red.
Or lime green is huge.
Lime green?
You know, the lime green ones? The lime, they're very bright yellow.
Huh.
Like the optic yellow. Have you seen those? There's a couple of Jeeps around.
I think
they're neat vehicles. I don't want one, but I think they're neat vehicles. You can see them coming afar.
Hmm. Yeah.
President Woodrow Wilson, Philip, cut maintenance costs during World War I by grazing 48 sheep on the White House lawn.
I think I've heard that before.
Really?
I believe that's true.
It is a bunch of truth. The sheep's wool was donated to the Red Cross. Sheer genius.
Very nice.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Save mowing the grass.
And, yeah, yes. 100%. Goats have horizontal pupils that give them a wider vision and helps protect them from predators.
I think that's true.
It is true. Horizontal pupils enhance the image quality of objects and enable a panoramic vision. you've got to be kidding. And there's
that pun. That was good.
There's a Hank's word blunder brought to you by J&J Salvage in Baskerville.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. They're here to pull up the wreckage.
Yeah, pull up the wreckage.
Hank's vocabulary.
Yeah, it was a Hank's vocab. Thank you. The creator of the comic book hero Wonder Woman, William Moulton Marston, pen name Charles Moulton, and his two wives were responsible for the first prototype of the polygraph, also known as a lie detector.
That sounds awfully legitimate. I'm going to say it's true.
And that's the truth. Yeah, that's the truth, Philip.
Wonder Woman.
What?
Wonder
do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Linda Carter.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah. Later, any kin to John?
John Carter? John Carter?
Yeah.
John Carter Cash?
Yes.
Oh, I doubt it.
I didn't figure.
Jimmy Carter? I don't think so.
He liked peanuts, didn't he?
He did.
Yep.
Athens, Georgia.
There are 19 different animal shapes in the Animal Cracker Zoo.
Hmm. How many?
19.
That seems pretty high.
We're going to definitely investigate this. You
it's
know that, right?
It's an odd number.
It is an odd number.
Okay. I'm going to say it's true.
It is true, Phil.
Wow.
It is. Back to the Future was almost called Spaceman from Pluto.
I think that's true.
It is true. Universal Pictures head Sid Sheinberg apparently didn't like the original title, saying no one would see a movie with the word future in the title. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. All right.
Back to the Future was very big.
What a movie.
Yeah.
Very big. That whole franchise was great.
Yeah. So one last one, Phil.
All right.
Let's see if you got this one.
All right.
Children grow faster in the springtime.
What?
Children grow faster in the springtime. It's crazy.
It's crazy enough. I'm going to say it's true.
It is true.
Really?
Children tend to grow faster in the spring and summer due to a combination of factors. During those seasons, there are more daylight, which can lead to increased physical activity and outdoor play. So get your children outside and let them play.
There you go, buddy.
Our work.
All right.
I'm going outside. I got to grow, Phil. I got to grow.
Yes.
Buddy, I hope you have an awesome day. I hope everybody out there be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.